It is Tuesday. It's time once again to check in with our school districts. In the studio this morning, we have Joe Burke, who is the chief public information officer for the Fort Mill School District. And Joe, it's always exciting to get an update from our schools. It's a chance for those that live within the Fort Mill School District to hear directly from those that help to make the decisions or part of the decision-making process. But also, it's important for other school districts to hear what's going on in their other neighboring schools. And within Fort Mill, boy, you guys have a lot, as always, have a lot of stuff going on, especially at the beginning of a school year.
So we've moved past the opening jitters and we're into full swing to get the semester on and running. And it's been a great start in the district. We've had a really good time.
Well, we've seen the enrollment numbers. You guys would anticipate by next year to surpass Rock Hill School District in terms of numbers.
That's very possible if the trends continue with the numbers that we've got coming in. That could happen. We're seeing the enrollment continue to grow at a steady pace annually. So it is something that we're seeing continue, and we're going to continue to work with it as best we can.
And of course, the new high school, Catawba Ridge High School, is up. The band is active. The football team is active. It looks like, from what we have heard and seen, everything has gone very smooth in that new transition.
Yeah, it's gone great. I tell you what, I love visiting that high school. The energy that's over there with a new school that's opening, all the way down from D all the way down to the students, it's just a wonderful place to be. Got a great chance to go out on the first day over there. They got all the students together dressed in similar t-shirts to spell out CRHS on the field, even including the pre-K students that they have on campus came out to join them for that. So it's been a great family atmosphere over there, and I tell you, that school is just a beautiful place to visit.
Oh my goodness. So between that, we also have some other updates from the Fort Mill School District, including tonight at the school board meeting. There will be a big announcement.
Yes, this is one of our favorite times of year. We're going to be announcing our district teacher of the year and our district support staff person of the year, and that is chosen from each individual site and the district office. They all submit a support staff person, and then, of course, our schools submit a teacher of the year, and then from that, we then choose the district teacher of the year and the support staff person of the year. District teacher of the year will go on to represent the district in the state competition as well, too. Plus, there's a lot of responsibilities that come with getting that honor, but that's going to be a fun time tonight. We're really looking forward to that at our board meeting.
And Fort Mill also was, last school year, right, was home to the South Carolina School Bus Driver of the Year and Mechanic of the Year.
Yes, that was announced just past the summer, and at our last board meeting, we got a chance to recognize them. But, that's a neat opportunity not to just have one, but to have both. And that's something that's very fun, and it shows the commitment even beyond the classroom in our district. All of our employees are there for our students, especially with our bus drivers. They start them off on the day. So, the attitude of the bus driver can set the tone for the day. So, Ms. Francis is always great at that. And, of course, having the mechanic, too, that's a really great thing because it's important to keep those buses rolling and moving and on time.
That's true. And for buses within the Fort Mill School District, with the amount of traffic in the roads they have to drive on to pack your patients, is an understatement. So, again, kudos to her for being named the School Bus Driver of the Year for the state of South Carolina.
And what about this new aquatic center?
I tell you what, that's another beautiful building. I got the chance to go see it the other day, took some pictures, saw the inside, outside of it. The pool is full. There's a lot of water ready for our kids to go in there and jump into and start the swim practices and competitions. The building is going to be opening very soon. We're working right now to set an opening date for it. But I tell you what, the facility is top notch. It's going to give the opportunity to host a lot of not only district events, but state events and other types of competitions there. And I really can't wait for everybody to come out and see this building.
And let's refresh everyone's memory if we can. This was a partnership, right, between the town of Fort Mill, the YMCA, and the Fort Mill School District?
Yes, okay. Yes. So the facility was donated, and then the town, the school district, and the YMCA came together to continue the legacy of the building and expand it. So we started the construction on the new pool facility, which will be the aquatic center for the school district. The YMCA is taking over running of the facility. And the town has had lots of plans to improvements that are going on over there, starting with the sidewalk stuff that's happening, but different things are going to be adding and changing to the original building as well to go along with the new construction that we put in. It really shows that the community is coming together as a whole to serve the students, serve the community, and anybody else who is in our surrounding area.
And with social media being what it is, how has that impacted the job that you do every day?
Well, you know, social media has changed everything in media, our traditional media, as well as school districts and all over the place. There's a different way that people get their news these days. So especially in the communication department, we have to start looking at all avenues to reach people. So we have a district social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, that kind of stuff. And we ask people to follow us whenever they can. We've even added our new app this year that we're trying to get people information out to people the best way we can, as well as the traditional stuff with our website, email and calls and those types of things. But in the new age of social media, you have to find a way to get the information to the people in the way they're willing to get it. So,
and it also, though, allows its individual schools to speak on their behalf as well. So a lot of times, maybe Bankstrom Middle School will be able to post what it's Spirit Day at their school, or an elementary school is able to post what's going on there. So it really hopefully helps you a little bit, because I can only imagine all these schools giving you all their information and then one person having to put out every single thing.
Yes. And, you know, it's one of those cases where as we grow, that's going to really help to get all that stuff out for the individual school sites. I mean, I work in a department. Jenny Overman is my coworker. It's just the two of us. And while she's a superstar at covering things out there and I try to get out as many times as I can, we can't always get to every school for everything because they're going on at the same time. So that's a wonderful place for our schools to be able to get out to their parents the really unique things that are going on at their school level.
But as it relates to policy, that is made at a district level. And sometimes with social media, there's also inaccurate information that gets shared. And I think it's important to remind everybody to go straight to the source if there's information that you're looking for. But in terms of resolving something that maybe you are concerned about, what would you encourage parents to do first before going to social media?
Well, anytime there are issues or concerns that you have, or even questions or positive things, you know, we want you to contact your school first, you know, talk to your school principal, because if it's a school-based issue, they're going to be able the quickest response to it. We also encourage our parents to, you know, contact our district office staff if they feel like they need a little extra help with something. We're more than happy to do all that stuff. But we do encourage everybody, like I said, to follow our sites, follow our website, because there are the answers that you're looking for. And if you can't find something on one of those sites, or you can't find something through social media, contact us. You're welcome to send us a message through social media if you want to do it that way. You're welcome to call us or email at any time. And if we can find the answers and get you the information you need, that's what we're going to do. You know, even with our board, when it comes to policies you were talking about, we have a website that's dedicated for our board for people to go and review the actual policy. So, you know, if you're wondering what something actual policy is in the district, you can go to the board doc site through our district webpage and you can read every policy that's there word for word.
In fact, Joe actually in this school year has already also sent out to members of the media an update what happens after every school board meeting, which is huge because, again, if there's four meetings in a night, we can't be at every one. So that really helps to get that information out. But there's a school board meeting tonight in Fort Mill. Look at the agenda online. Go there tonight. Arm yourself with knowledge and then go from there. Perfect.
Absolutely.
Joe Burke, thank you so much with the Fort Mill School District.